The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Big news in the broadcast industry today. If you did not hear me mention it earlier, if you've not heard, Rush Limbaugh has announced to his massive national audience that he has advanced lung cancer. The news is just shocking the broadcast industry. He will be leaving the microphone for a time in order to get treatment. Obviously, this needs to be dealt with quickly and as aggressively as possible. A lot of advancements in the treatment of lung cancer, but it's still a very, very serious form of cancer. And he will be, I am assuming, immediately he will be leaving the microphone to seek treatment. He has announced he hopes to be back on the air soon. That we will see. But I hope you will pray for him. And pray for his family, please. Pray for him and his family. Common sense is beginning to rise up across America on this transgender issue. I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious in any way. But you just wonder how long it would take for settled science to have some impact on this whole transgender thing. Because as all of you know, there is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. Sexual dysphoria, yes. Sexual confusion, yes. Gender confusion, yes. Not common, but not terribly uncommon either. And you treat it with therapy, counseling, not through hormones and surgery. And yet, the psychological community, much of the secular medical community, has adopted the practice of abusing children. Now, this is my opinion, all right? I'm not a professional. I'm not a psychologist. I'm obviously not a doctor. Never portrayed one on TV. Okay, I want to make that clear. So it is my opinion that when you take a minor and just because they say, I'm a boy, but I really think I should be a girl. I'm a girl, I really think I should be a boy. And take the word of a minor and then give them life-changing, life-altering, and in some cases irreversible hormone treatment and even surgery, which in many cases cannot be reversed, and if it is reversed, there are still very serious permanent effects. Now think about this just from just common sense, all right? A minor in almost every state in America cannot get their ears pierced without parental permission. They can't get a tattoo without parental permission. They can't drive, even with parental permission, until they're 16. There's so many things that children are not allowed to do, and common sense tells you they're not old enough to make decisions that would impact the rest of your life, unless it comes to transgender. And then Many in the medical community, many in the psychological community say, well, that's okay. We just got to listen to the child. It's up to them. So they can be their true self. Well, as I said, common sense is beginning to rise. South Dakota has become the latest state to attempt to pass legislation that would ban doctors from providing hormones and surgery for patients 15 years old and younger. The South Dakota House has approved the legislation. It now goes to the Senate. I don't know how it's going to fare in the Senate, and I don't know how the governor will handle it if it reaches his desk. But it's HB 1057. The major sponsor is a Republican representative, Fred Deutsch. And he said this. Listen to this. Common sense. He said, and I quote, "This bill is just a pause button. That's all." He says he got the idea to write the bill after seeing reports about young people who regretted getting treatments. And there are many. And by the way, let's not forget that young people who believe that they are transgender, by the time they reach the age of 18, they go back to the gender of their birth, 80%. 80% say, whoops, I was wrong. Anyway, he goes on. Representative Deutsch says, "They take these steroids and underwent all these processes, many of which are irreversible, permanent, and I just couldn't help but feel terrible for them. So I started to look into exploring if this happens in my state, and I found that it does." Well, not everybody's happy about it. You can always find some whack job doctor who will give you the far-left liberal position. Dr. Alexis Chavez, who is medical director for the Trevor Project, in an op-ed published on NBCNews.com, said, concerning this legislation, "This puts transgender youth lives at risk to forward a fear-mongering agenda." Fear-mongering agenda. A bill that simply says if the kid is 15 years or younger, you can't do this surgery. In many cases, this is irreversible. They're not old enough to make these decisions. That's a fear-mongering? Who is fearing who? Well, the Republican representative who introduced the bill says, "This is a bill of compassion. We want them to get emotional help, to get counselors and be embraced and loved by their parents, but we don't want them to take irreversible drugs and surgeries while they are young." Hello! Talk about common sense. Then he went on to say, legislatures throughout the country pass laws that prevent children from smoking, drinking, getting tattoos, earrings, or having sexual relationships before a certain age. Don't you think it appropriate to have a bill that says, wait until you're 16 before you have these procedures done? Well, that's one of the reasons why it's receiving such pushback. It's common sense. And for many, common sense is dead in America. Anyway, it is HB 1057. It did pass the South Dakota House on a bipartisan basis. It now goes to the Senate for approval. And if it is approved by the Senate, it will go to the governor's desk. And I have not heard whether the governor has made his position clear as to whether he would sign it into law. South Dakota joins a list of other states across the country that are trying to pass similar legislation. And if we have Ohio legislators listening today, and I know on most days we do, what a great idea. What a great idea to introduce here in the state of Ohio. This is common sense. You really believe that if a child is not old enough to make a decision about getting a tattoo, that they are old enough to make a decision that will change their life much, much, much more drastically than getting a tattoo? Just plain common sense. All right, quick break, and we'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, as I promised earlier, I just make a couple of comments about the Super Bowl last night. First and foremost, it was a good game. It really was. I hate's a strong word. I strongly dislike a blowout game when it's a championship or even when it's a playoff. You want a close game. You want a competitive game. And it was. It went back and forth. It looked like the Chiefs were dead and gone, and the Giants were going to win, and then Mahomes comes back, and there was the interception and some questionable penalties, and the Chiefs ended up winning. And I was grateful for that. The owners, the Hunt family, has a long history of being just solid Christians. The current owner, his grandfather was H. Lamar Hunt, the oil tycoon, and from the Dallas area. Many years ago, Joy and I had the privilege of going out to their home. His wife was a dynamic Christian and a very active member at First Baptist Church, Dallas, when W.A. Criswell was there. And she was just a sweet, common, gracious lady. And we went to a pastor's conference, and she invited all of the pastors out to their home. It was a mansion. And she was just very gracious, and we enjoyed that. And the cool thing about that story, H. Lamar Hunt, who has been dead now for a long time. And he was not the founder of the Chiefs. That was his son, Lamar Hunt. And now the current is the grandson of H. Lamar Hunt. Anyway, I don't know what his religious affiliation was, but he wanted nothing to do with Christianity. He wanted nothing to do with Jesus. He wanted nothing to do with the Bible. And his wife kept witnessing to him and begging him to go to church. And shortly before he died, he went to church, First Baptist Church, Dallas, sat in the service like anybody else, and when the invitation was given, he walked down the aisle and gave his heart to Christ. It was not too long before he died, but he did accept Christ as Savior. And the family has had a long history of being outspoken Christians. The current owner is a very outspoken Christian. Does that mean that's why they won the Super Bowl? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I was kind of rooting for him because of that. Patrick Mahomes has made it very clear that He is a born-again Christian. And again, is that why they run the Super Bowl? No, I'm not even going to get into that. But anyway, it was a good game. Now, I knew the halftime was going to be raunchy. I knew that. So, we didn't watch. We're not prudes. We're not religious fanatics. We're not holier than thou by any means. But I learned a lot of things when I was a child. And in Sunday school, I was taught a little song. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. And then it's eyes, ears, feet, and hands. I learned that as a child. And the eye gate is very powerful. And if you read Ephesians chapter 5, the first half of the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul gives a very, very strong warning about the stuff you should be involved in. You know, again, we're not called to prudishness, and we certainly are not called to legalism. But we are called to holiness. And there is no possible way I could sit and watch that halftime show from just what I'd heard. There's no way that I could watch that and not violate what Paul tells me in Ephesians chapter 5. So we didn't watch. And as I said, I'm just amazed at the people on Facebook. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. It was so hard to watch. And again, my response is, then why did you watch? This is the entertainment industry today, folks. The hypocrisy is up not just over the shoe tops, not just to the knees. The hypocrisy is up to the neck. All of this stuff about Me Too and women's rights and let's not exploit women, the very same people who talk about empowering women loved the exploitation of women last night. That was pure exploitation. That's not empowerment. That's not empowerment. It's sleaze. And folks, much of the entertainment industry, listen carefully, is your enemy. I know that's a strong statement, but it's true. Much of the entertainment industry is your enemy because they are desperately trying to remove the moral compass in America and to normalize the deviant and the perverse. And they're doing a really good job of it. Normalizing the deviant and the perverse. And that's what the halftime show was all about. Should you contact the NFL? Sure. Could you contact Pepsi? Absolutely. But best thing, don't watch it. All right, we'll be back.